السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours this morning. Inshallah, let us be inspired by your beautiful words of wisdom and advice, Mufti Sahib. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Salim Kareem, on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. We continue with the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, the true, devoted, dedicated servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hence today we focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 73. Walladhina, they are those people, إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, when they are reminded very, very often regarding the verses of their sustainer, nourisher, meaning the verses of the noble Quran, which is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, when these people are reminded about it, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَأُمْيَانَا, they do not fall down because of these verses like a person who is deaf and blind, that he doesn't take any heed. So they are the people, they wonder, they ponder, they reflect over it, and they understand the message, and they practice on it, and they propagate it. This is a huge error and mistake that the Ummah is making nowadays. We just read the Quran Sharif, and we say there's so much sawab and reward we are getting. But what is the real message of the noble Quran? What is our Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informing us? Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an, they elaborate and they explain the other verses. Hence in Surah 38, Surah Swad, Surah Yasin, chapter 36, Surah Swafat, chapter 37. Then chapter 38, Surah Swad. So chapter 38, Surah Swad, and verse number 29, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ, that this book, yeah, the Quran Sharif, we have revealed it to you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarakun. It is filled with barakah and blessing. So it has so much barakah. It is the constitution of our beloved Allah. Hada dusturu Rabbi. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would kiss the Quran Sharif and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. And then he would start his recitation. Ikrima radiallahu an, the son of Abu Jahl, Sahabi, he is Ikrima radiallahu an, he would say, Hada kalamu Rabbi, that this is the direct speech of my beloved Allah. So it is Mubarak, but what should we, me and you, be doing? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, they should be making tadabbur, wondering, pondering, reflecting over the verses. And what is the greatest message which Almighty Allah is giving us? وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And the true intelligent people should be taking heed, should be taking lesson. So we should not just be reading the Quran Sharif. With the reading, reading on its own also has great, very good sawab, and very good it is. It's not some action that you are wasting time like some moderners say, nay, that there's great reward and great lesson in that. But with that, we should try and understand the message which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is giving us, and the message of the messenger as well. So that is the meaning of Lam Yakhirru Alayha Summa Wa Umyana. They don't just fall down like a person who's deaf and blind, so he does not hear, cannot see, and there's no reflection. So that is why Quran Sharif tells us in various places, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why don't they ponder and reflect and, you know, wonder over the message of the noble Quran? Day number 175 of the Gaza genocide. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. You haramis, you jutlas, you Zionists, you are really in big, big problems now, and they might end up in a civil war, and for us it will be very good that Israel needs to implode. So see all this what happened in the past 24 hours. 3 settlers injured, one of them seriously, critically. Our Palestinians put a bullet through them, and we have no sympathy, empathy for them. Well done to our Palestinians. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Our stance and fatwa and verdict, and you can quote me in any part of the world, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Each one of them is a legitimate target. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen. Ya Allah, you punish these settlers and decimate them. And from Lebanon side, the Hezbollah, they also firing their rockets. And last night, a place near the Lebanese border called Shlomi was burning. And the Jutlas are running away from that part of Israel. And they don't want to return. They say that Hezbollah, these are Shias are not Muslim, but they're doing a great job there by teaching these Israelis and Jutlas a great lesson. And two unarmed Palestinians were walking with white flags. Everybody knows it's a sign of surrender, but for these Israelis, in their DNA, it's there, they must murder and kill. So they killed these 2 Palestinians, and who are unarmed, and to hide the evidence, then the bulldozer comes and just buries them like that. So there must be no evidence, but they were caught out on video. And now all this is there to show the world that what war crimes they are committing, what genocide they are committing, and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. So therefore we rule that Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and guilty of genocide. Smotrich, their minister of finance, was booed off the stage at Eilat. So imagine their own people are fed up with the right wing and the terrorist government and telling them that now we are fed up, we don't want you anymore. The ICJ, yeah, we are indebted to the South African government. They took the lead among all the countries in the world. And what South Africa said a few months ago, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, has just entrenched it and said, yes, Israel now is on the verge of being guilty of genocide, and they must ensure that the aid enters unhinged, as they call it, meaning unrestricted to Gaza. And they said the hostages must be also released. But the hostages release will mean both sides. So if you got 130, the Palestinians, they got plus minus 10,000 people in their prisons. Majority of them are there in detention without trial. So therefore, we will negotiate. We are prepared to negotiate, but it will be on our terms and not on your terms, because we know Israel is on the back foot, and we know that among themselves there's big and ructions now. Listen to this here. The Supreme Court of Israel said there will no more be funding for the Haredis. Haredis are those people who have their seminaries where they study the Torah and their Jewish studies and so forth, study Judaism. So from 1st April Monday, this is not the April Fool joke, this is reality, and they will not be getting any government subsidy. The Haredis leaders are fuming, and obviously they will take action. In the government also, they have influence, and amongst people also. So this might lead to the collapse of Netanyahu's government, and they said that no, that these people must be conscripted into the army. I want you Muslim and non-Muslim just to think for one moment. Today is day 175, so we are approaching the 6 months, right, Mark? So what does that tell you? Is Israel winning or losing? It's coming to the Haredi community, the leaders of these people, so-called religious leaders, and telling them, come on, you guys must join the army. It means Israel is losing so many personnel, men and women, and they are in, so many of their army personnel are injured and maimed, who don't want to come back again. That they know that they are losing, so therefore they need more and more jutlas. But the jutlas are the biggest cowards. The only time they act tough is when they are with the children, and then there are 5-6 of them, and then they come and harass and intimidate them. The Palestinians don't have a helicopter, they don't have a plane, anything, and they are defeating you. Shame on you, you apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. It reminds us of our great Taliban, how they pulled off the victory, a magnificent victory against America and 48 countries together, and they made them leave with their tails between their legs. And when we go before that, when the Russians came, then the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. What Hamas did 7th October was a miracle, remember. It brought the whole world attention to Gaza and Palestine and marginalized everything else. And then it showed the world who are the real apartheidless people, who are the real terrorists, who are the occupiers, what are their policies, and so forth and so on. Hence that the global narrative has changed, and now people are much more sympathetic to Palestine and to the Muslims. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So there was a guy, his name was Bankman, Sam Bankman. He loved the banks and he knew how to crook the people. So he's going to spend 25 years, he's only 32 years old, but they say that he's going to spend 25 years in jail now. He crooked the people for $8 billion. Can you believe that, with a cryptocurrency? So therefore we tell you, all this crypto and all that, according to us, is not permissible. Russia is teaching America and their allies a big lesson. So yesterday Russia used its veto and said, no, you can't pass this law against North Korea. So Japan and South Korea are very, very upset and they are fuming. Obviously America will be very, very upset. Britain woke up also. Now they want to show some good face with Richie Rich or Richie Sunak. So now they are sending aid to Sudan. They said, no, we must send some humanitarian aid. But they're not telling the world how much harm they caused to Sudan and Africa and other countries with their colonial rule and imperialism, how much they stole Chor Bazaar. Their museums are known as Chor Bazaar. How they stole from other countries and is lying there. South Africa, a very sad incident. People died, you know. They were coming from Botswana side towards Moria. Moria is there if you go to Makupani side, that is Portis and Petersburg, Polokwane. Then I went there to see how it is, you know. So anyway, my brother Munir took me there. Allah Ta'ala reward him. So Munir Nur Muhammad, Allah reward him, his mother, brother, wife, children, mashallah. So to show me from outside what's happening here. So now now it's Easter, and what happens is that they were coming and there was a huge accident and 45 people passed away and only one child survived. So Allah make easy for the child, and you know, we hope that the child recovers. So anyway, the Ukraine foreign minister arrives in Delhi. Now Delhi, India, is very close to Russia, but Ukraine wants to give their story, but India is too sharp. Whether we like them or not, we must remember India knows how to play their cards. Zuma, JZ, is back in the news. So Zuma is barred. Remember, he'll not be allowed to take part in the elections in 2 months' time in May. So that's why I told you yesterday, Zuma is a chess champion. So before that, he already brought his son, Duzuzana, and said, Duzuzani, Duzuzana, whatever you want to call him, so he will spearhead it. Now, as long as the Zuma name is there, so we hope there's no problems in South Africa, and especially KZN. We know last time all the problems. Pakistan, the judiciary is complaining, and they're saying that the army is interfering now in judicial matters, and the chief justice called all the big judges and said, we must be united. So that's a good stance. If you know Pakistan's history, so they came into existence, remember, in 1947, and always it was the army that had a great influence on the politicians and so forth. So the PA, this is Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, and them announced a new government. Let me make it clear that Abu Mazen and Mahmoud Abbas, we consider them to be traitors to the Palestinians and puppets of the Israelis and the Western powers. We don't recognize them, and we say they're hopeless and useless. Russia, Putin is a big harami. That's why we like him. So remember, he knows how to give a bloody nose to America and NATO and everybody else. And yesterday he made it clear. He's pointing his finger in the direction of United States and United Kingdom for all the problems that took place there in Moscow. So nevertheless, now they are here in Eritrea. Eritrea is a very poor country here, next to Ethiopia and so forth. Remember, so they're boosting ties and their ships are coming there to assist them and so forth. Ireland is now 100% with South Africa, and they told Biden, Biden, your forefathers were Irish, and we know what the British did with us. They killed 1 million people, so now we don't want to see 1 million people killed here in Gaza. So they're supporting South Africa all the way. In Gaza, they have their orchards, they have their farms, and they had their strawberry crops, but the Jutlas, the settlers, the haramis, the super terrorists, the destroyed everything. France, see, France is waking up. Can you believe this? Like South Africa, France says any Frenchman or woman goes to Palestine, occupied Palestine, Israel, to fight there in Gaza and participate, they will be prosecuted. So that's a good thing. And there were huge power blackouts in Ethiopia. A cyclone struck Madagascar. And this story is a crazy story. So now this prostitute, she was a prostitute, now she's still there, Allah alone knows. So anyway, the leader of Italy comes and lands in Beirut, right? So before the prime minister, the leader of Italy descends and, you know, comes off the plane and so forth, disembark, another lady, her aide and assistant, comes. So this president of Lebanon, or prime minister, whatever, he doesn't know, he just saw one blonde woman coming, he gave her a peck on the neck and so forth, and he greeted her. Then he realized his blunder, another lady came, and she's the leader, so he kissed the wrong lady, on top of it in Ramadan, giving a peck on the neck, you see. So now it has become a big mockery there in Lebanon. They're saying, hey, you president, you good for nothing, you kissed the wrong lady. So that was a bird, you understand, comedian, a joke about. So yesterday that happened in the media, if you know, Arabic was very, very busy on that. Today in Trichardt, mashallah, where our Mawlana Ismail Osman in his father Iqbal Osman, and our uncle Anwar Kaka is there, uncle Anwar, his son Qasim, they have just opened the masjid there, Masjid Usman in Trichardt, few days ago. Today will be the first Jumu'ah there, and that will be MashaAllah 12:20 the Adhan, and 12:30 the lecture will be delivered by him, Mawlana Ismail Osman. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect all our masajid and mosques throughout the world, and make sure we keep it open all the time and never ever close it for any vaccine or any all this pandemic and scamdemic and what have you. So always make dua for Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid. I'll be going inshallah to Crosby Masjid Mu'adh bin Jabal, and inshallah we will translate the khutbah also from there, from Makkah. And today is Abdullah Awad al-Juhani. His job is to praise the king and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku and Mona Zahid Khan. Oh, you Christians, remember I'm giving you a lesson again. You know we give you lessons. So what you say? You're going to celebrate Easter. Did you celebrate Christmas last year? But your Christmas date was wrong. Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam's Milad Mubarak and his honorable auspicious birth took place in summer, in June, July. The Bible says so, the Quran says so. Go open Luke chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and you will find the animals were grazing. This much common sense you also have. Will the animals be grazing in midwinter or in midsummer? So obviously midsummer. And Almighty Allah states to Saqid alayki rutaban janiya, the fresh dates, the ripe dates were coming to say the Maryam, Mary, the Virgin. So all this happens in summer. So it shows you concocted and fabricated this whole date of Christmas also. And when Mr. Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat, rahimahullah, asked one of the priests that this Good Friday story, he said, but the Bible says in Matthew that you, Jesus, will be like how Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. So you, Jesus, you will be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. So you Christians say Jesus was crucified on the Friday. We reject that absolutely, completely, totally as Muslims. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. Nor did the Jutlas, Harami, Jews kill and assassinate Jesus, nor did they crucify him. Almighty Allah rescued and saved him. But we go with your story just to show you how simple, Simon, and how you are being led astray, O Christians. So let's take your story and your narrative. So Friday he was, according to you Christians, he was crucified. So Friday evening he's placed in the tomb, in the holy sepulchre. I went right inside there with Allah's help. And Kanisatul Qiyamah in Arabic. And then you go there Friday night, Saturday is there, and Saturday night is there. So how many nights? 2 nights. How many days? 1 day. The Bible says 3 days, 3 nights. And Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is empty, there's nobody there. So who's lying? So when Mr. Didat, Ahmad Didat, Sheikh Ahmad Didat asked the priest, he said, the Satan led us astray. So the Satan led you astray in the whole Christianity. So think about it, you Christians, your Christmas is a hoax and is not authentic. Your whole Easter is a big hoax, but we like it because it's Good Friday. For us, every Friday is a Good Friday. And because it's holiday, so more people come to the mosque, mashallah. So therefore, Christians, you know we have a saying in Arabic, Al-awam kal-an'am, that the masses are asses. So the Pope, your priest, your clergy are taking you for a big ride. You better wake up, Christians. And Jutlas, you better stop supporting Israel. Israel is imploding. And remember, inshallah, they'll end up with civil war. So that was your news, views, and interviews for today. Mawlana Salim Kareem, we have 8-9 minutes for the rapid quick fire, inshallah, before 22:06 when we return, and inshallah you will ask more questions. Barakallah.
For skydiving from my plane, will you accept my offer? The best time is while you are fasting because you won't feel sick during the free fall. When can I send a driver to fit you to witness God's creation in a different light, Pastor Makaweni.
So, Pastor, what you want to speak about skydiving and I must come and witness that? I witness the signs of Almighty Allah every day in the Quran. The Quran Sharif has got 6,236 verses, and every verse is called ayah, a symbol and a sign of Almighty Allah, Jalla. Pastor, this is your field. Today you are going to deliver a sermon. So why you don't tell the people the truth, Mr. Sir Pastor? Tell them that this 25th December, which we say is the birth of Jesus Christ, is all concocted and fabricated. Nowhere is it mentioned in the Bible. And we are lying to you. And we are dishonest to you. Why you don't tell them the Bible says in Matthew that you, or Jesus, will be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth, just like Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. And it was only 1 day and 2 nights. So leave all your skydiving. We have to do some now, diving into the Bible, Brother Pastor, and you have to teach the people the truth. You have so many different versions of the Bible that the virgins are also confused, Pastor. You can't produce to me one single person in the whole wide world who knows the entire gospel, Bible, call it whatever you want to, Injil, and who in the original language, the same language it was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, that to recite it to us by memory in the original language is a challenge to you, Pastor. To you it's a challenge. It's a challenge to the Pope. When we challenged the Pope, the answer came back, there's no hope for the Pope. What do you say, Pastor?
What is the advantage of passing away during Ramadan while fasting? Is there any benefits?
100% great benefit. If the person is fasting, the person passes away in Ramadan, daytime, nighttime, even though you're not fasting during the night, but you pass away with Iman and Islam, then the Hadith tells us, our fatwa verdict is that that person will be protected from Jahannam and the Hellfire right till the day of Qiyamah, till the day of justice, till the day of judgment, and the Dalil and evidence and proof for it. Idha dakhala Ramadan, when Ramadan Mubarak starts, then what happened? Futtihat abwabul jannah, futtihat abwabul jinan, various words are mentioned. And remember, all the doors of paradise are open. And walam yughlaq minha ahad, that not one of them is closed. Wa ghulliqat abwabul nar, and all the doors of jahannam are closed. Therefore, that person enters jannah. The proviso condition is he or she must pass away with iman. Otherwise, on a Friday, 17th Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah, the battle of Badr took place. Abu Jahl, the Fir'aun and the Pharaoh of this Ummah, so he died on a Friday. He died and passed away in Ramadan. But no Iman, no Islam, dispatched straight to hell and is in hell. So Quran teaches us all that, chapter 44, and go read verses 44, 45, 47, 48, all that. And Karim. All these verses are for him. So therefore, shirt and condition and prerequisite is the person must pass away with Iman and faith and Islam.
Mr. AK, what's the meaning of haram? I keep hearing you say haram, haram. Does it mean to go around something indirectly? Is it a figure of speech in the Urdu language?
My brother, thank you, or sister, for query. I really appreciate it. You non-Muslims wake up so early. You lend us your ear so we can teach you the pristine purity of Islam and not the propaganda you are watching and seeing and listening to on the mass media. So yeah, there are three terms. One term is haram. Haram means H-A-R-A-M, unlawful. We say wine and swine and so forth, so on, are haram. Absolutely haram, unlawful, for Muslim consumption, okay? So that's one context. It's an Arabic word, not an Urdu word. Second word, we say the Israelis, their politicians, and those who are murdering, killing our babies, and they are baby killers, and they are killing our people for past 75 years. They are squatters and invaders, and the only solution they'll understand is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. We call them haramis. Haramis means illegitimate children. In colloquial English, we will say B, and for them, we don't say B, we say BB, the big ones, remember that. So the super haramis, we call them. So the illegitimate children and illegitimate occupied citizens there of Palestine, occupied Palestine. So that's the second connotation. And the third one, you speaking about, brother, sister, is not, you must, the spelling might be the same, but the meaning will be totally different. Haram. Our people, many of them, thousands of them, millions of them now, from various parts of the world, are going to the holy cities of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. You call that haram, the sacred sanctuary, the sacred precinct. So there you can't do certain things, so that are normally permissible outside. So that is what is called. You saw on your television, my brother, sister, Adam and Eve, and Adam and Steve, and what have you. So what you saw, that the black cube and the Muslims from all parts of the world are facing. We worship Almighty Allah, but we face there to bring about unity, uniformity. Hence the Imam, the leader, will just say, stow, itadilu. In less than a minute, 1 million, 2 million people, everybody is ready for the prayer. That in itself is a miracle. So that is haram. So that is the sacred precincts. So three meanings: haram, unlawful, harami, illegitimate children, bees, like the Jutlas and the Israeli Zionists. And third one, haram, and that will be the sacred precinct. Last question, Walana.
Sir, Muslims believe that they are the servants of God, yet God punishes the Muslims the most. Why does God allow innocent Palestinian children to be bombed to smithereens, yet the world turns a blind eye? Enough is enough. The genocide must stop.
Very good. Your ending, we agree with it 100%. So now let me turn the question the other way around. So now when we look at the lives of the prophets and messengers who were selected by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, not elected by people. When you have elections, you can see all the problems, whether it's in India, whether it's in America, whether it's in South Africa, whether it's in other parts of the world. So this was selection by Almighty Allah. In the entire creation, these are the greatest people and the most pious people on the face of this earth. That are the prophets and messengers. And Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Go and see the life of every prophet and messenger and how many trials, how many tribulations they had to go through. So when we ordinary mortals do wrong things and then Almighty Allah punishes us, that is a blessing in disguise. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. You see, the father, mother, sometimes they reprimand the son, the daughter, grandchild. It's based on love. Hey, what you're doing is unacceptable. You better abstain from this. They might punish him also. You're detained, or your perks are removed, and so forth. So Almighty Allah punishes human beings so that we come back to the right path. That is because of our vices and sins. But people who are doing good actions all the time, prophets and messengers are ma'asum, are protected by divine protection from vices and sins. So remember, Almighty Allah elevates their rank and status. Therefore, they go through the trials. Now come to your question, children, infants are being killed, bombed by the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So Allah will elevate elevate their rank and status even more and more. So yes, we echo your sentiments. The genocide must stop and Israel must pay for its 75 years of occupation and its war crimes and ethnic cleansing. And remember, one of the army guys, senior guys, I'll send it out today, inshallah, on the groups and on Telegram and on Twitter X, that they're saying Israel's Prime Minister Bibi is the worst Prime Minister in the history. He's a bad situation and it is deteriorating now and getting worse. So may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy and dismantle the entire upper apparatus of the Zionist regime. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.